the Building Resilience for Adaptation to Climate Change and Climate Variability in Agriculture in St. Lucia, BRACCVAS project, is actively addressing the escalating vulnerabilities in the agriculture sector through an ongoing analysis aimed at mapping challenges across the St. Lucia. This initiative seeks to enhance resilience and effectively combat climate change, with a specific focus on geographic information services within the agriculture sector. The Building Resilience for Adaptation to Climate Change and Climate Variability in Agriculture in St. Lucia, BRACCVAS project, officially began operations in early 2023 with a primary objective of fortifying resilience in St. Lucia's agricultural sector for livelihood security through the enhancement of adaptive capacities for climate change and vulnerabilities. The designated vulnerability analysis VA consultant for the project, Dr. Sean Charles, is currently undertaking a week-long visit to St. Lucia to establish a collaborative framework and seamlessly integrate his professional expertise into the ongoing initiatives of the BRACCVAS project. An inception workshop was conducted, focusing on geographic information systems, GIS, engaging stakeholders responsible for spatial data management on the vulnerabilities that exist within the agriculture sector. Dr. Sean Charles conducted diagnostic tests to evaluate their current capacity levels. He says the aim is to compile data from all stakeholders into a unified database, facilitating an analysis to prioritize sites. Farming now has deferred over the past 20-30 years, as we have noticed, and we need to find creative ways to reduce the negative consequences both from extreme weather conditions and form pest and disease control. We have quite a bit of animals here that destroy our crops, and we need to come up with some strategies to deal with them all in the name of building resilience, not just getting rid of, but being able to promote sustainable agriculture for the next 30, 40, 50 years. Targeting agricultural regions 1 and 2, 6, and 7 in the northern, west, and southwest parts, the project addresses issues such as steep slopes, landslips, water shortages, poor drainage, salt intrusion, low production capacity, and weak competitiveness in domestic supply chains. Project manager of the BRACCVAS project, Dr. Donatine Guadave, explains that this intervention will result in the creation of updated vulnerability maps, providing a crucial resource for the BRACCVAS project to address capacity development in response to climate change. The data initially collected last year is going to be incorporated into a GIS database. With that database, it is going to specify vulnerabilities in St. Lucia, specifically those relating to farmers and the operation of agro-processors. Ultimately, the aim is to understand the vulnerabilities that can be deployed to enhance adaptive capacities of the stakeholders, not only farmers and agro-processors, but also the Ministry of Agriculture and other key governmental and non-governmental agencies. Following this assessment, the BRACCVAS project plans to organize training exercises designed to elevate the capacities of stakeholders with a goal of ensuring sustained capacity building in St. Lucia.